calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices and Service Coordination. My name is Denise. You're on the recorded line. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care in regards to one of our patients.
And I'll be glad to help you, Ruth. Give me 1 second. What is this thing? And we have a phone number where you can be reached?
Sure, that's 267-551-7426.
And that's a direct number, no extension?
Yes, that's the direct number.
And your tax ID or MPI, please?
Tax ID is 82284-3555.
Thank you. May I have the participant's ID number, please?
That is 002487217 8.
Thank you. And we have the participant's name?
Maddie C.A.
And the participant's date of birth and full address, please.
12/17/1970, and the address, hold on, let me get that. The address is 409 South 55th Street in Philadelphia, 19143.
Thank you very much. The service coordinator is assisting a participant at the moment. Was there anything that I can try to help with?
So actually, yes, it is pretty urgent. I did try to call the service coordinator, and she didn't answer. The thing is that the patient would like to switch over to our agency. I did call together with a patient on the line, and we left a message together saying that they want to switch over. The thing is that they want to make the switch as of the 9th, which is in 2 days. Now we need to do authorization to be, you know, sent before that. Would that be a possibility?
Okay, say that they will be able to. Because if you call, give me 1 second, today. Yeah, because most definitely the participant would need to speak with their service coordinator, especially if they want to do a switch.
Right, so how can we go about it? I'm telling you, I tried calling with the participant. We wanted to, you know, speak so that the participant can let the service coordinator know on the phone, you know, right away. But she said that she cannot reach, whenever she tries, she cannot reach her service coordinator. So I'm not sure how to go about it.
Yeah,
because if the service coordinator is not answering the phone, there's no way we can have her reach out.
Because the participant should be calling our toll-free number, our hub number, not the number that they should be calling.
Not the number that they should be calling?
Right, should be our number here of the 833-280-8508. When the participant calls, we can check for the participant at that time to see if their service coordinator is available to talk with them. But if the service coordinator is not available, then we can put a message in to the service coordinator. The service coordinator would have up to 48 business hours to follow back up.
Mhm. I get it. So, is there any way that you can forward the message that the service coordinator should reach out to the patient directly?
I can put this request in, letting the coordinator know that you have given a call in. All right. So I'll put this information in for you, Ms. Ruth, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. And how long do you estimate would be until we receive the authorization?
No, it depends on how soon the service coordinator speaks with the participant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and as soon as she speaks with the participant, how long does that take afterwards?
Well, then more than likely, she probably have to reach back out to your agency to find out when you have someone that's able to start.
So we have someone that is able to start on the 9th. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's the only thing. I can't say how soon everything is going to take place. I just can let you know the service coordinator will have up to 48 business hours to follow back up on this message.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choice and Service Coordination, Ms. Ruth. Please stay safe and take care and enjoy your day.